I'm America's voice, and this is the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you here. Fierce and fearless. Yeah, we're on our way now to telling the truth. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, Governor Whitmer is using $100 million of federal relief money to create 6,000 affordable housing units in the state. What do you think of that? Number two, so far, Michigan not impacted by the latest CDC guidelines for mask mandates, but have no fear, they will be along soon. I'm sure of that. And number one, big changes to the state's no-fault insurance laws have left a lot of people, well, wondering about the future. That's for sure. A lot of people wondering about the future. A great story today in the Detroit News. A great story today in the Detroit News about Brian Woodward. Quadriplegic, injured in a car accident in the 1980s. But he would hunt and fish, go to church, sing in the choir. That was before this summer when the latest round of reforms of Michigan's no-fault insurance took effect. And as of July 1, insurance companies pay less for routine residential care service. And people injured in crashes, they depended on it, but it upended the state's home health and rehab industries. Hundreds and hundreds of people lost their jobs. Politicians are debating stop gaps. Healthcare providers are looking at cut rates. Insurance companies ask for patience. Michigan's crash victims say they're stuck with few options, fewer answers. They're in bad shape. But the people that took care of this gentleman, Mr. Woodward, they cut their staff. He was hospitalized with a bladder infection late June. Hasn't been home since. The only option that we had at this point, I don't have anybody to take care of me. I have to go to a rehab center. It's where he is now. We're trying to find people that can do this. But auto insurance companies are allowed to slash the rates they pay for certain services in half. This is leaving, you know, serious patients in bad shape. People that had in-home care. And this is the fault of Republicans and Democrats. We didn't save any money on our car insurance. None. This was a reckless deal. Billions of dollars will likely end up in the pockets of the insurance companies. That's the bottom line. We were told it was going to save us a bunch of money because Michigan had the highest auto insurance rates in the country. We're still number one, according to some lists, number two on others. Woo! We saved nothing. We saved nothing to speak of. And so, you know, it's just a bad deal. Anyhow, I'm going to jump over to grab a couple calls. It's been a big morning for calls. The hotline number, 877-310-9966, 877-310-9966. James is on the line in Kansas. James, what's on your mind?
Well, you had brought up just a little bit ago the use of marijuana being linked to schizophrenia and other mental illnesses and users. And yep. I was wondering, is that just with people who use concentrates, or is that people who just use, or is that people who use natural flower, or you see what I'm saying?
You know, I'm going to be straight here. I'm going to guess it's not flower, but I don't know that for sure. And there are a variety of articles out there about this now. And there's also this other issue called scromiting, which is screaming and vomiting at the same time. And it is a called cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome that has gone through the roof in Colorado. That's where they've been tracking this the most. Emergency rooms are seeing people, they're coming in, they're vomiting uncontrollably, screaming uncontrollably for hours. And it's linked almost exclusively to the use and the prolonged use of potent marijuana products. That's all they say, potent marijuana products. They don't say if it's flower or what it is. The study that I was referring to from the Copenhagen Research Center for Mental Health, this was published, I picked this off a Baltimore CBS television station is where I found this article. But around the world, let's not kid ourselves, James, millions and millions of people use weed or gummies or whatever. They use THC. It's legal in 19 states. It's legal in Canada for recreational use. And so cannabis use and cannabis use disorders have been increasing in all of these places, in Denmark, in Denver, and all places in between. And the schizophrenia is a chronic, severe, and debilitating mental disorder, as you probably know. which symptoms include delusions, thought disorders, hallucinations, and worldwide, it's estimated about 20 million people have schizophrenia. It's not treatable, but what happens is when young people use these really powerful THC drugs, it creates problems with the synaptic relays and the chemical of the brain. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
So I don't have the full answer for you, but this cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome is one of the things. Schizophrenia is another thing. And again, I'm not advocating one way or the other. I had a caller ask me that a little while ago. I'm not advocating anything except for the truth. And I think before these products are used or abused, potentially, you should know about it. In fact, this cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome can also be fatal. So just so you know. And that according to articles of IFLScience.com. I mean, I just Googled it. I just pulled up a pile of articles, and it just there's stuff everywhere. So I appreciate you checking in, James. I'm going to jump over to Cameron is in Ohio on Simone Biles and what's going on there. Cameron, what's on your mind?
Well, I just want to let you guys know that Simone Biles was born male. You know, they're cleaning up a lot of the female sports right now in gymnastics.
Come on.
You have to do your research, okay? My nephew, he's grown now, okay? He went to school with Biles, okay? So just do your research. Even the young lady that played tennis, the one that took time off to do the photo shoot, also was born male. You guys don't want to accept this transgender movement. Okay.
All right. I'll look into it. I'll do my research. All right. I have never heard that before, but, you know, I'll take your call, Cameron, and I will dig into it. You have my word. Meanwhile, there's a lot of debate about Biles online. And I think for the most part, people are supportive. And I think for the most part, they are supportive because they want to know what the trauma was. What triggered her to say, I'm not going to do this? That's the biggest question out there. I mean, it's not like she hasn't performed on the biggest stages, including the Olympics, in the past. She's been there before. She's as good now as she's ever been, maybe better. A lot of people are just disappointed about it. And so there's a lot of mixed feelings about it as well. Before I go to the break, I'd like you to know about Muskox. It is active wear for men. It's a Michigan company. Good stuff. Muskox, 15% off site-wide. If you use the promo code Gruber, you can remember that, right? Gruber. So gomuskox.com. Gomuskox.com is the place to find out more about that Michigan company for active menswear. Great stuff, by the way. I've got it in my possession. You should too. GoMuskOx.com. It's free to look. Check it out. Quick break, and then I've got Ron Rademacher. You don't want to go anywhere. We'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.